Hello, my name's Eric Davis, and this is a podcast for Blind Cool Tech. This is a review of a coffee maker that I recently purchased. This coffee maker is made by Cuisinart, and it's called the Cuisinart Grind and Brew. I did several months of research before I purchased this coffee pot, and I'm a bit of a coffee fanatic, so it is understandable that I would like good coffee. The nice thing about this coffee pot is it's easily cleaned, easily understood by simply looking at it, and the buttons are actual buttons and not a touchpad like you would find on a microwave. I have seen some coffee pots that are touchpads. This also comes with a 10-cup thermal insulated stainless steel carafe, which I have found is very easy to pour from and avoids spillage. Spillage is one of those things that must be avoided. For those of you who understand where I'm coming from, you can easily slop coffee on yourself. And this coffee comes out very warm. Rather hot, actually. This coffee pot also has a built-in water filter, and that in and of itself is easy to change. Now, when you remove it from the box, you have to soak the water filter for a certain period of time. I believe it's 15 minutes. Then you put the water filter in the carrier that slides down into the water reservoir. The water filter then slides down, locks in place, and then you fill the coffee pot with water and run it on one cycle without any coffee in it. The coffee pot also comes with a gold-toned filter, eliminates the need for your paper filters and also the mess involved with them. The parts are very easy to clean. You simply take the grinding assembly out and rinse it thoroughly and put it back in. Same thing with the filter and the carafe. I've found that it's very easy to work it. Now, you do need sighted assistance to set the time. But I figure with most things that you buy, you're going to have that. The buttons are pretty easily understood. There's approximately 6 buttons, maybe more, across the front of the coffee maker. And the first button on the left, below the display, is the on button. Now, using this, you simply push this button in, and it makes your coffee. There's also a button next to that that turns off the grinder. Say you use pre-ground coffee once, you can turn the grinding assembly off. And now I have already set up the coffee pot. I did that earlier. And the top has a small latch that you flip open, and from that you can remove the grinding assembly. And I just use it as a scoop in the canister and fill it up. And then put the top back on it, drop it in place, fill the water reservoir. And the nice thing is there is a measuring piece in the water reservoir that is tactile. It looks like a small miniature set of steps, basically. And once you know exactly where the 10-cup mark is, you can line the water right up with it, which I have already done. I rinsed the filter, and that's actually released by a button on the side. You push in, and it swings the filter basket out as a cartridge, and you remove it and then wash your gold-toned filter. I'll also note that the handle of your gold-toned filter needs to be toward the front, toward you, actually, when you're putting it in. Because if not, it will interfere with the fall of the coffee, the ground coffee, as well as your water. You push this in, and then, yes, there are 6 buttons. I'm just double checking. And they actually go in a half circular pattern below the display. Your first button's really the only button you need to know about, and that's the start button. So we'll push that now, and you'll hear that it's very noisy, but not nearly as noisy as some regular coffee grinders. So there it goes. And within 15 minutes or so, you'll have yourself a pot of coffee. and we'll just walk away from it here because it's interfering with my recording. Another nice feature of the coffee maker is that when it is done, it beeps approximately 5 times to let you know that your coffee is done. Now, my biggest complaint with this is that the beep is a little bit soft. If you're not in the kitchen, yeah, don't hear it. So you have to be nearby. I guess they figure that if you start your coffee, you're going to start cooking breakfast. So as a result, you're going to be close by. Now, the other thing is the coffee maker itself in the brew cycle is very silent. It's not like a lot of the other coffee makers that sound like they're falling apart when they're brewing. So overall, for a coffee maker, I would recommend this one. It's very easy to maintain, very easy to use, as well as you always ensure good quality coffee every time. So I thank you for listening, and hopefully this helps you make a good decision on your coffee maker.